Let us move on to agenda item number 2, matters arising. That's not a lot of matters arising. The first one, I guess, is paragraph 319 on page 8 on the renovation of the Hong Kong Museum of Arts. So LCSD would brief task force members on its master plan to enhance the Hong Kong Cultural Centre complex in due course. So is there any information on the rough time frame, like 6 months or 9 months, etc.? Margaret?
Thank you, Chair. Actually, the project has been targeted to be submitted to the LegCo in June this year, and we'll come back to the task force when we have the overall master plan. Yeah, okay.
Thanks a lot. So it's good to see, you know, progress moving on in the Tsim Sha Tsui area. The second item of matters arising would be paragraph 8.1 under AOB on page 25. Well, actually, for the site visit, I would also like to report and brief members that on last Wednesday, that is the 21st of May, we had actually held a sharing session together with the Tsuen Wan District Council, and subsequently a site visit along the promenade has also been arranged. Seven members of this task force have joined the meeting, and there's also seven members from the Tsuen Wan District Council, including the district chair as well as our co-opted member, Mr. Chow. So we have quite a fruitful and friendly exchange of views, and I would like to thank for especially those task force members who have made the time to join the sharing session. In this section, we have identified and exchanged views on certain key issues or problems, but on the other hand, we have also identified some opportunities or ideas to further enhance the Tsuen Wan waterfront. If I may report briefly here, I think that's four major issues that has been raised. And for members who have joined the sharing session and task force, you may also like to supplement. So I think the first major item is that there's a real need to improve the water quality along the Tsuen Wan waterfront. It has been a shared concern of the district council and task force member. And secondly, there's a wish to bring more activities to the waterfront so as to make it more vibrant. And actually, there's quite a number of regular events organized by the district council as well, but the task force would also like to see how this can be further enhanced. And the third one is there has been some comments on the details on the implementing the proposed cycle track, which is actually in our agenda item. And for those who have joined the visit, you would have seen it on site. And finally, I think there's some comments in general for everyone shared is to improve the design and the management of the promenade under a unified theme so that the Tsuen Wan waterfront, in a sense, could have some local characteristics as well. Actually, some individual members has raised some ideas like the unified pen, as you can see under Paul's written comments. He suggested that let's have a unified plan for the area. And a district councillor has also mentioned about the possible relocation of the public cargo works area and the dangerous goods vessels berthing areas. So these views actually would be summarized by the secretariat to the relevant department for reference and for necessary follow-up actions. But I think since one item would be on our agenda today under the action areas, I also realize that we have identified quite a number of other issues, in particular the shared concern about the water quality. So subject to members' agreement, perhaps I would suggest that we will continue to look at the Tsuen Wan action area in our next meeting, and then we'll allow time for relevant departments, for example, to come back with comments and actions on how to deal with water quality, for example, you know, the different short-term and long-term measures that have been proposed. So is it agreeable to members? Yeah? Okay, so we will continue to focus on the Tsuen Wan action area. And I would also like to take this opportunity to thank the Secretariat for arranging for the sharing session and that of the site visit. So that concludes our any other business. So that's Also, some other matters that the Secretary would like to update Task Force members on. The first one is in respect to the reprovisioning of the Yau Ma Tei Police Station. In the meeting, there has been a request for the police to consider providing a public entrance to the new Yau Ma Tei Police Station at the podium level. This idea has been further discussed and reconsidered by the police, and we have been advised that for security reasons, members of the public would be required to access the police station via the front entrance on the ground floor. Okay, and it would not be feasible at this stage to provide another connection between the police station and that of the deck. So I believe that we have to ensure that the function of the police station and the considerations of the police have also been considered while they have considered our comments. Okay, this is a point to note. So I think there's no other matters arising for follow-up for the last meeting. Have I missed anything? If not, then let us move on to agenda item, the proper agenda. The third item would be on the action area, that is the Chun Wan action area. Here we have a paper on the advanced work of cycle track between Chun Wan and Tuen Mun, which is your paper number TFK/06/2014. Yes? Sorry? Oh, the project team hasn't arrived. Okay, so, all right. So, maybe, maybe I can advance this now. Is I think, I was planning to mention this perhaps at our AOB, and this is also related to our site visit. I think especially for those task force members who have joined the sharing session and the field trip, you would realize that actually any field work that is suggested by task force member would involve a lot of people, both from the local community, for example, district councillors, as well as relevant governments to brief us on the different items as well. So it would also cause a lot of logistical arrangement as how to arrange the fieldwork. So we can see that for site visits to be arranged is actually quite helpful, okay, for task force members to understand the local context. But perhaps that's also not the only way for us to understand the local context. And in particular, I think a lot of task force members would already have gone to the waterfront and to understand the areas better. So I would like to suggest that for future site visits, perhaps the secretary would arrange for a site visit only in general when we have these two conditions being fulfilled. The first one is that the field visit certainly, hopefully, would have some purpose. Okay, there's a clear purpose as to the site visit. For example, for this one where we're looking at the cycle track, there are certain things that task force members would like to see. Okay, then we will have a purpose of arranging the site visit. And the second, in a sense, rule or criteria, I think, is we need to gather more interest from task force members. So perhaps, you know, for non-official members, I'm sure that not everybody will be able to join because of a busy schedule, maybe out of town, etc. But maybe perhaps about half, you know, at least half of the non-official task force members would be interested in joining the task force for the arrangement to be made. I think this is quite a reasonable kind of balance between what we want to do and how are we going to make it fruitful for the task force members as well as for the secretariat to arrange. With this idea, I'd like to invite members to share your view. Do you think it is something that is good that we would be able to adopt? Because if we just arrange for all the site visit and you just have one or two task force member going with a district council of 10 person, then it will be quite embarrassing to the task force as well. Yeah. Yes, Professor Choi?
我提議下次如果有這些安排就早一點，即是變成 我們可以 well plan， 即是大家其實都很忙的，大家都知道，咁就我諗 即係有機會去睇，一定係好嘅啊。咁然之後咧，就喺個現場咧就 share experience 咧，一定會好好多嘅啊。唔該。
Thank you. So I think this is my idea is actually, you know, at a task force meeting, when the idea is being raised, then it would be a lot in advance of the site visit. So once you have indicated your interest, then the secretary will be able to work with you or your secretary as to the time, the best time for arranging the site visit. So I agree. And in a sense, if we have an indication of who would be interested to join, it would also be easier to make sure that it can fit into your diary. But I think it's a good point that we need to schedule in advance. Other views? If not, then I think maybe we can adopt this. It seems that it's quite reasonable, you know, for everybody. And definitely, I agree that it's actually good that we have some more site visit and as well as for task force member to share views as well. But in that would also, I think, help to boost attendance, you know, of the site visit. And we know that, you know, who would be interested to go. So is the project team here? Winnie? Yes.
I understand that some members may have particular interest in a particular area or district. Sometimes these areas may not be very popular to all members, but I think we should also let members, if they have any particular interests or any observations in some districts, they can actually go there himself or herself and take pictures or do a short presentation at task force as like matters arising or like an AOB, so that members may reflect their views or their comments on a particular area if they wish to, instead of having a site visit for all members to join for that particular purposes.
Thank you, Winnie. Yes? Mr. Hong?
唔該，主席。頭先正如聽到咧，我理解翻，即係而家我哋啲 site visit 去，譬如某個區，譬如荃灣區啊，等等咧，即係睇翻海邊。我諗議題咧，其實喺過往討論咧，其實我哋都曾經同文並茂啊，咁其實即係比較主要嘅討論咧，其實喺議會都傾到。咁如果真係個 site visit 去某一個即係某一區咁樣，即係睇翻個實況咁，梗係最理想嘅。咁如果係牽涉到譬如喺規劃嗰個睇法實地嘅，譬如啲海水啊其他咁嘅情況咧，咁我諗可唔可以睇翻？譬如我哋呢個工作嘅小組咧，譬如都涵括埋譬如油麻地啊、尖沙咀佐敦嘅海旁去到紅磡啊咁樣。如果純粹係個 site visit， 即係如果係喺日船嗰度咁咧。會唔會可能譬如話幾區一次去睇埋，咁可能或者行多一個鐘頭或者大半個鐘頭呢，咁我諗即係好坦白講，譬如我每日由尖旺區議會嘅呢，如果去到荃灣嗰邊，咁可能有荃灣嘅同事，咁如果去到紅磡九龍城嘅又唔同，咁樣變咗分咗幾個時段呢，即係或者去睇完之後可能譬如開會前或者有其他嘅項目連，即係嘅工作連貫性呢，咁我理解上就變咗係即係鼓動到我哋啲委員去參與嘅誘因會高啲囉。唔該，主席。
Thank you. 多謝。I think this is also an important point, okay? When we have to work and to decide on the purpose of the site visit, right? If we are, in a sense, if we are, for example, looking at water quality in Western Kowloon, then perhaps we could include, you know, Tai Kok Choi and more than one action area. I think the essential point is perhaps when we are arranging for site visit, we can also be more innovative, you know, as to see how can we pack things together. But obviously, we need to have a unifying theme. And of course, if you arrange for a site visit for several districts as well, the time that is being required may also be a bit longer. And in a sense, then maybe less members would be available for that particular site visit. But I think the good point is once we have this idea that, you know, all this site visit will be deliberated in a meeting first, then we will be able to deal with all these issues as matters arise. For example, like if Winnie has mentioned that, well, somebody have taken a photograph of this Yeo Chim Mong area and this is interesting enough, then perhaps then we can have this site visit, you know, proposal being raised, and then members who are interested can see how this site visit could be arranged and what are the areas that they would like to look at. Okay. So thank you very much.